Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey has hosted a few visitors recently. It's cost him a fortune. Not that he's complaining. I'll let him tell you the story.
It's Saturday morning. Our friends arrive in Jakarta in a few hours. This is a big deal. Family come to Jakarta. Friends say things like, "Hey, I'm flying through Asia next month. Let's meet in Singapore." Or, "Shall we hang out in Bali?" Which is a bit like suggesting to your mates from Melbourne that you catch up in Perth. So we need to make a fuss of these brave travellers. But there's a problem. The house is dry, and I can't pop down to the local bottle-o. Alcohol is not banned in Indonesia, nor is it about to be, despite the alarmist reports rehashed every few months about an impending booze ban. But it is a bloody expensive place to buy wine, thanks to various taxes and charges. I've dashed across to a local shopping mall to grab some wine for a dinner party and spent $120 on two bottles of Yellowtail. There's nothing wrong with Yellowtail, if you're spending $9 a pop. The Cape Mentel blend that you can buy for $22 at Dan Murphy's costs $120 here. Normally, I'm not that fussed. I can ease myself into the weekend with a few bintangs, which are cheap enough. But tonight, we've got top-shelf visitors. Even worse, they're cultured women who know the difference between a Chardonnay and a Cab Sav, and I can't offer them bottom-shelf booze. Luckily, as with most problems in Indonesia, there's a solution. There are a couple of discreet duty-free shops in South Jakarta that cater to desperate expats like me, no plane ticket or passport required. The first time I found one of these shops, I was driving back home after a day covering an Abu Bakar Bashir court hearing. I came out of the light, still moist from the spittle of Bashir's white-robed cheer squad, and into this illicit, dark cave of a shop, unmarked and unremarkable from the street. A steel security grill opened just wide enough for one person at a time. My eyes adjusted to the light, and there I was, in Aladdin's cave, surrounded by hundreds of bottles of drinkable, affordable wine. I'm not sure how they get around the taxes and duties, and I'm not about to ask. They might not let me back in. But today it's the weekend, so the cave is shut. I call my friend, who shall be known here as Henry Lensman. He hasn't been here as long as me, but he's much smarter about making Jakarta work for him. Henry has even found a way to get Australian sausages and smoked pork products delivered to his house. He gives me the number of his alcohol dealer, who we'll call Al. I text Al, explaining my predicament. He replies via WhatsApp, which is a much more secure way for a bootlegger to communicate. Al replies with the speed of someone who makes his money on the edges of legality. At such short notice, he can do a mixed dozen for 2.9 million rupiah, $290, if I come to him. I'm given a rough location and the name of someone called Udin to call when I'm near. Al doesn't need to add, this will be a cash transaction. It's a 2-hour round trip, but these are desperate times. I gather a huge bundle of blue 50,000 rupiah banknotes, and I pack the family into the car. My wife, our 3-year-old son, our 6-month-old baby, and our friend Jane, who we've just picked up from the airport. It's a strange first journey for a tourist in Jakarta, but she rolls with it. Al's directions are so vague that at one point I'm reversing down a one-way street, blinkers flashing during a tropical rainstorm. Motorcycles glide by, invisible until the last moment. That's my son. "Why are we going backwards?" he asks. "Cheap booze, son." I stop the car as instructed at the designated meeting point.
"Hello, Pak Udin. This is Adam. I am... yeah, at the lobby. I'm here to pick up the package." "Okay."
Pak Udin doesn't say much. He gives me a box. I give him an envelope full of cash.
"Okay, I've got it.
Oh.
What is it?"
"We've got one bottle of Yali Swan, one bottle of Don Alejandro, one bottle of Norton Torontes. I don't know any of these."
The verdict? Not bad. Not bad at all. A few days later, our guests leave happy. One day, they might even come back. This is Adam Harvey in Jakarta for Correspondence Report.